So that's a good thing. All right. Does anybody, I know we don't have a ton of time left, but we have about 5, 6 minutes. So does anybody want to share?
Well, I was really glad because we did end up. I'm Tracy Ippolito, and I'm in communication, the School of Communication, and we did end up with our previous group, so that was kind of cool. But we talked about a couple of things, and others, please chime in. One of the things that I brought up was that inclusive excellence is shaping the scholarship and research slowly, but through the literature now that's available that I can share with students being authored by a diverse group, because one of the challenges that I face, that I think all of us face, is that most of the seminal research in at least communication is a certain voice. It's the old white guy, you know, and it's slow that the literature is catching up and that some of the work that our students are being exposed to is not just those guys. But it takes a little effort. So that was one thing that we talked about. And the other thing was why diversity and inclusion is so important. For me, it's as a researcher and as a teacher, because I don't know what I don't know. And if I am not in the company of others who have different life experiences, who bring different things to the table, I am going to be biased, which I'm always anyway, but I'm not going to have the benefit of being able to expand my world. I only know what I know. So,
Well put, Tracy. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else wanna speak? Feel free to just unmute yourself.
I think.
yeah.
Yep.
I was just wanted to say that at least one of the things we discussed in my group was this idea of expanding the concept of what counts as research or as a contribution to the field. At least I study philosophy, and historically, and even currently, the incentive structure very much is focused on peer-reviewed academic journals in not just, you know, for, and especially not just any journal, but there's a ranked list of journals, and the more competitive the more prestige one acquires, or at least increases the chances of getting hired to tenure track positions. And I think that's an incredibly narrow field which tends to favor the privileged. And I think by having, there's some movement currently. I know, like Derek Lamb, for instance, has been advocating for having tenure committees in making promotion decisions or even hiring committees to consider other kinds of contributions, and for instance, with public philosophy, or with not only lectures, but I would imagine, but also blogs. And I'm thinking maybe in the future, this notion of what counts as an original contribution to the field won't be so specific. Now, I don't think that the peer-reviewed journal article is going to go away anytime soon, nor should it. I think it's wonderful, but I just think it should also include other things. And I think it's kind of a supply problem where you have this very small amount of supply, very large amount of demand, and you know, hiring committees being invisible to the other kinds of contributions that many people make, which not only are teaching contributions, they're research contributions. And I think there's real opportunity for in the future for in creating YouTube videos or podcasting or other kinds of methods, which will open up. And I think when we open up this concept of what counts as research, then I think that will afford more opportunities for also for diversity and inclusion as well.
Yeah.
Because it kind of side, or at least it expands the opportunities away from merely the most privileged of us.
Matt, have you seen some of Ben's syllabi before? Because
Sir, Ben Servers?
yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, so you should talk to him about this because he does a lot of like blog post stuff and like trying to like change the syllabus so that it does exactly that. Yeah, Ben's got some really good syllabi based around this idea.
I'm aware of like Nathan Nobles has 1,000 word philosophy,
Yeah.
and he's
Yep.
also focused on that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's so important. And that is what we see, right? Is the younger generation is becoming aware and has been aware of this and is bringing it with them, which is fabulous, right? And it's so important that you're also contributing to committees. I'm on some one DEI national committee. for graduate schools across the nation. And I'm on a DEI committee, and it's younger people that are really spreading the word. And how do we incorporate this into our fields, right? So it lies with you all to make these changes too. I know we're getting short on time. I want to be cognizant of that. So it looks like we're 2:30. Oh, would you mind going to my next slide, please, Katie? We're almost done. It's just, I just wanted to say we're not going to have time for this one, which I figured, but it's more about you personally, not that the other ones weren't, but thinking about what are some of your most impactful diversity-related experiences or interactions? How has diversity influenced your work? And what role do you see yourself as having in advancing the mission and values of the institution as it relates to DEI work? And some of these overlap with what we already talked about. These slides will be made available on the PI website where Katie had just put you in contact with, but I will send the link out to all of you as well. Can you go to the next slide, Katie? There's just some resources. These discussion questions, by the way, are things that you can really reflect on to create your diversity statement. Some resources at FSU where you can actually work on certificates in DEI, which are great professional development opportunities. See the organizations, the programming that exists here at FSU. Next page or next PowerPoint, please, Katie. And then I wanted to give a shout out to Directo in that I mentioned before their spring conversation series coming up. And these are wonderful opportunities to hear from others at the university who are doing work in their classes. Anna Raisman in course content is actually professors from communications and information are going to be, I think, 6 or 7 of them at that roundtable discussion on the 19th. And then we have some grad students, some undergrads, some faculty and staff at the other opportunities. So I know we're out of time. So I want to understand that you have to go, but I hope that you found this helpful. And in order to think about what you want to reflect on to create your own diversity statement. And I hope this is helpful. And I hope you've had a good time discussing with other people and sharing ideas. So thank you for attending. We really appreciate your attendance. And also Fong put the link to the feedback survey. We love to get your feedback. What worked, what was helpful, what could we improve, could I improve for next time? I love to hear feedback. So thank you again for attending and good luck with everything. Thank you for caring about DEI. It's so important to all of us. Have a wonderful rest of your day.